نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد.
Inshallah, after the i'tikaf, another new year will begin for us. Shawwal to Ramzan. Those of us who are so much used to the solar calendar, the new year will begin in January. Those of us who are familiar with the Islamic calendar, the lunar calendar, the new year will begin in Muharram. When our birthday comes, that is a new year starting as far as our age is concerned. So new year comes over and over again. So throughout these moments, there is no need to celebrate. The time of anniversaries is not to celebrate. It is to reflect on the last year and take stock of the last year. How much loss have I incurred and how much profit have I made? And if you have made a lot of profit, alhamdulillah. That in itself is celebration. That you have made a lot of profit. And if you have incurred a loss, then why should we celebrate? We should worry, we should make istighfar and make resolutions for the future. The second that has gone, it's come to end. After 60 seconds, the minute has come to end. After 60 minutes, the hour is gone. It does not come back. After 24 hours, the day is gone. After 7 days, the week is gone. After 4 weeks, the month is gone. And after 12 months, the year is gone. So everything in this world reminds us that in this world, everything comes to go. So many things that remind us over and over again. Just as the second has gone, just as the minute has gone, just as the hour has gone, just as the day has gone, just as the week has gone, just as the month has gone, just as the year has gone, I am made up of months, and I am made up of days, and I am made up of weeks. What am I? What is our existence? Time is our existence. If Allah has granted us 50 years, then the time 50 years is our existence. So if second has left us, and minute has left us, and hour has left us, day has left us, week has left us, month has left us, and the year has left us, then that is a sign that our life will leave us also. One day our life will terminate, it will come to an end. And when life terminates and it comes to end, we have to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to keep this in mind all the time, that one day my life will come to an end, I will have to go and face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will reckon me for the time I have spent in this transitory world. Every second will be reckoned for, every word I have uttered will be reckoned for, every penny I have earned will be reckoned for, every penny I have spent will be reckoned for, every morsel I have consumed will be reckoned for, every sip I have drunk will be reckoned for, every breath that I am taking will be reckoned for. Allah will reckon me. We need to give this in mind. And if Allah is going to reckon me, and He is definitely going to reckon me, then I need to make sure that I am able to answer correctly when He reckons me. Every single year, every single month, every single week, every single day, every single hour, every single minute, every single second is taking us nearer to the Akhirah and away from this dunya. But we don't realize it because we are in this dunya. It's like somebody who is in a jail and he has been sentenced for 6 years. So he'll remain in the same place. But every week is taking him away from the jail and nearer to his home. So whilst he is in the jail and only 1 week remains, he will say, I am very near to my home. You are still where you were 5 years ago. So why are you saying I am very near to my home? You are still in the same place where you were 5 years ago. He says this because he knows that after 1 week, he will not be here, he will be at home. So every moment, every second, every week is taking us nearer and nearer to the qabr, to the grave, to the hereafter, and taking us away from this world. But until that moment comes, we have to stay in this same cell. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. This world is the prison for the believer. So we are here in this prison. Jannat is inshallah waiting for us. But every second is taking us nearer and nearer to. And only Allah knows how far we are from the hereafter. Only Allah knows. We may never be able to see the day of Eid. May Allah grant us all long life with complete safety and with good amal. But if Allah has decreed death for us in i'tikaf, alhamdulillah, nothing better than that. A person departing towards the hereafter in i'tikaf. But we are not worried at the moment of going in the hereafter because we are in i'tikaf. So we feel that, alhamdulillah, to a certain extent we have all repented. In the month of Ramadan, we are fasting, we are worshipping Allah in i'tikaf, that in itself, if Allah takes us in this, alhamdulillah. A couple of years ago, I underwent an operation. So anything could happen in operation. Before they take you for operation, they mention all the statistics in front of you, that 1 out of 1,000 people die, 1 out of 1,000 this happens. So anything could have happened. So before I left for my operation, I cleared everything as far as dunya was concerned, and I was fully focused and prepared. That if I don't return, no problem. But sometimes you want to prepare, but you can't. But alhamdulillah, I was given the opportunity to spend the last few days in a very nice way, the way I wanted to. And especially the final moments before going into unconsciousness. Complete tawajjuh towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to the best of my knowledge, it was a very sincere tawbah. I focused on my aqaid, and alhamdulillah, the aqidah according to my knowledge was sound and final. And the doctor who was going to give me anesthetic, she said to me that, is there anything I should be careful about? Because they were all told, the whole staff was told, that he is a leading member of the Muslim community. He's a religious person. Is there anything I need to be careful about? I said, no. Nothing, but before you inject me, please let me know that you are going to inject me, because I would like to make a few prayers before you inject me. So I will need about 5 minutes. So she said, okay, no problem. So then she said to me that, I am ready when you are ready. And she moved away from me. Out of respect, everybody moved away from me, just before going to the theater. So I did what I wanted to do. I was lying on the stretcher, and then she injected me, and I went into unconsciousness. That was the end. When I regained my consciousness again, semi-consciousness, because I was totally focused on the hereafter, so that was in my mind. So when I regained my consciousness, the first thought that came to my mind was, am I in this world or the hereafter? My eyes were closed. And I was semi-conscious, so I didn't know what was happening around me. So the first thought that came to my mind was, am I in this world or the hereafter? And then in my heart, I felt happy. I felt happy that I don't know whether I am in this world or the hereafter, but I am 100% sure that nobody is punishing me. I'm not experiencing any punishment. So even if I am in the hereafter, no problem. And after half an hour, 45 minutes, I realized that I was in that same old place. And to tell you the truth, I was grief-struck. I was grief-struck that it was a very good ending. Why did I come back? Only Allah knows what my fate will be. I was worried. Only there I was. I wasn't able to talk as well. But when I realized that I am still in this world, I was grief-struck that it was a very nice ending. And I thought that I am not in punishment if I am in the hereafter. I wish that was my ending. And I never came back again. But this is how we think. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us a good ending in the Masjid Alhamdulillah. There are people who pass away in sajda. There are people who pass away in salat. There are people who pass away whilst doing zikr, whilst reciting the Quran. Alhamdulillah. May Allah grant us all good death.
Amen.
Always beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for good death. The point that I'm trying to emphasize is that we could live anytime. Anytime. So, irtahalati dunya mudbiratan wartahalati al-akhiratu mudbiratan. I cannot say that 75% of my life is gone. It could be 99%. Because I don't know how long my life is. And the young boys who are sitting in front of me, may Allah lengthen your life and use you for His deen.
Amen.
You cannot think that we still have 80% to go. Who knows, 99% of your life may have ended already. And it could be minutes before you depart from this world. It could be minutes. So always make dua. The dua Allah. For as long as you keep me alive, make me do those things which make you happy. And keep me away from those things which make you unhappy. And when you decide to take me from this world, make me engage myself, grant me the tawfiq to engage myself in that amal which is most pleasing to you. إِجَالْ خَيْرَ أَيَّامِ يَوْمَ أَلْقَاكَ فِيهِ إِجَالْ خَيْرَ أَيَّامِ يَوْمَ أَلْقَاكَ فِيهِ إِجَالْ خَيْرَ أَيَّامِ يَوْمَ أَلْقَاكَ فِيهِ Oh Allah, the days that you have given me, 60 times 360, according to the lunar, or 365. I am 54 times 365. The days that you have given me, from amongst those days, make that day on which I meet you the best day of my life. Mm-hmm. Oh, the one who causes death. Mm-hmm. Inshallah, when we translate this booklet, you will be able to understand more the connection between the names. Ya Mumit, oh the one who causes death. Because you cause death, I am asking you that from amongst the days of my life, make that day the best life, day of my life, when I meet you, when you take me away from you. And Ya Muhyi, oh the one who keeps me alive. Ahyani ma kanatil hayatu khayran. Keep me alive for as long as you know that life is good for me. So in your knowledge, the day you know that life is not good for me now, I'm going to do wrong things, then take me out. Don't give me a life. أحييني ما كانت الحياة خيرا. Very nice duas in the luminous prayer. So everybody must read it. It's for the one who reads, he will benefit. It will encompass the needs of this world and the whole, the hereafter, inshallah. So, we are going towards the akhirat and away from dunya. So, Ali radiallahu anhu says that we are going to leave dunya, we are leaving dunya and going towards akhirah. So, why should you be loyal to dunya and not loyal to akhirah? Dunya is temporary. Why should you show loyalty to dunya? You should show loyalty to the akhirah. Why? Because that is your permanent abode. So be from the sons. That means be loyal. Give everything to akhirah. Not the world is very temporary. Not temporary, very temporary. And many people, because of negligence, we waste time in futile activities, birthday parties, wedding anniversaries. Wedding anniversaries, New Year, 1st of Muharram, or 1st of January. So many people, how should we celebrate the New Year? You know what I was questioning. Yes, but this is how you celebrate the New Year. Take this new method from here. Inshallah. You'll save money as well. You'll save money, you'll save time, you'll save headache. And you'll save yourself from the troubles of the hereafter also. Because when you reflect upon this every year, then you will worry that I'm getting old now. I have wasted so many years. I need to do more. But if you don't take stock of your life, then you'll just carry on. Some people are very active, so they can't retire. What will I do if I retire? They can't semi-retire as well, because I'm very active. So who is telling you to retire? Change your activities. Instead of dunyavi activities, adopt ukhravi activities now. So many people feel that if I retire, what will I do? Do that which you have not done until now. And you were supposed to do preparation for the hereafter. Semi-retire. You may carry on with your profession if you are a teacher, college, university, and you feel that students are benefiting from me, and I would like to help people. Keep myself occupied and help people. Alhamdulillah, part-time work also. But now change the intention. Before you were working for money, for your upkeep, but you tell yourself that I have enough, alhamdulillah. I don't need to work for money, but I will work whatever remuneration they will give, I will take. And I will take, if I need it, I will spend upon myself, or I can make good use of that money as well. I can go for Umrah, I can spend on other people. And I will go and sincerely teach. Very sincerely I will teach the students and try to mold them into something. And the remaining time, go to ulama, go to your sheikh if you have one, and learn from him, what shall I do during this time? Our Ahmad bhai, mashallah, he came to me and he said, now I am retired, I am in my 60s now. And my 3-4 hours in the morning, I am free. So, what shall I do? So I said to him, do you have anything in mind? Because when a person has a particular inclination, it's more easier for him to carry that out. So he said, do you have anything in mind? So he said, the thought crosses my mind that I should become Hafiz of the Quran. But I think it will be difficult for me. So I said, start. Alhamdulillah. Allah will make it easy for you. And if you don't succeed, if you carry on until you breathe your last, you will be resurrected as a Hafiz of the Quran. So he studied, alhamdulillah. Every morning you see him, he's in the masjid, reading the Quran, learning the Quran, reciting the Quran. And how many siparas Ahmad bhai has completed?
19.
The 19th. May Allah give him long life.
Amen.
And may we see that day when in our Khatm Quran, Ahmad Bhai is reciting the last verses. He is in his 60s, mashallah.
Amen.
And I, according to my knowledge, he must be the first professional investor. One of the first from the migrants, the very initial people who must have graduated from universities, Ahmad Bhai must have been one of the first ones. As far as Leicester is concerned, I don't know anybody who was before Ahmad Bhai. So in those days, Ahmad Bhai was very valuable to the Muslim community. Everybody used to go to Ahmad Bhai. But can you fill this form for us? Can you do this for me? I remember that all the appointments we had when I came from India, Ahmad Bhai used to take us to the hospital and for health checkups and everything. All the appointments Ahmad Bhai used to handle. Because we didn't know English. So he has completed 19 juz, alhamdulillah. And he is a member of the Tablighi Shura of East Midlands. He has been in Tablighi right from those days. And with Tablighi, he has always been very close to the ulama as well. And mashallah, in Tazkiyah also. He has been under me for many years. For Mujazi Sohbat bhi hai meri taraf se, alhamdulillah. So dekho, tino kaam kar rahe hai. Tabligh bhi, talim bhi aur Tazkiyah. Every year 40 days ke liye bhi jaate hain, every day Ramzan mein 10 days bhi hote hain, every Friday majlis mein hote hain, every Thursday wahan hote hain. Practical, possible. Practical example sitting here, and member of Shura of East Midlands. One of those people who studied Tabligh in the early 1970s. When he was younger than many of you. Where there is will, there is will. Start packing dunya, especially those who are over 50. It is a well-known statement that life begins at 40. Does it really begin at 40?
No.
Does life really begin at 40? Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi says, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has quoted him in Riyadus Salihin. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi says that during our time, when people used to reach the age of 40, they would wrap up their bedding. They would wrap up their bedding. And the meaning was that now I will sleep anywhere. I will just take a small nap. Because I am 40, they used to say, the time for sleep has gone now. Mm-hmm. Now the time for preparation of the hereafter has come.
Mm-hmm.
Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the average age of my ummah is between 60 and 70.
Mm-hmm.
So when a person reaches 40, he will start worrying about the hereafter. But here, even when we reach the age of 60, 65, 70, we still feel that I am not one of those people who is going to go between 60 and 70. And then suddenly Malakul Maut will come. The things we are not leaving out of our own will, voluntarily, Malakul Maut will make us leave those things involuntarily. So after the age of 40, slowly a person should set himself up, and 50, after 50, more concern for the hereafter, spend time with children also, spend time with grandchildren, spend time with family. These are all important things. Seclusion of the mind, business, shop, factory, work, politics, this person, that person, how can you do tazkiyah of your heart? So, calm down, slow, make your life slow, so you don't have to think about too many things. Even in Taraweeh, we are thinking about business. Even in the month of Ramadan, we do not get seclusion of mind. We only come to the masjid to complete the number of rakats, 20. And people actually inquire, how much time is taking in this masjid and how much time in this masjid? How much time is taking in this masjid? How much time is taking in this masjid? How much time is taking this masjid? And they will go to that masjid which takes the
shortest.
I know some brothers told me that some brothers go from this area, from my area, to another area to perform salat because it is more faster there. So I said, what is the difference? So they said 10 minutes. I said, it takes them 15 minutes to go and come back. 7 minutes to go, 7 minutes to come back, and 10 minutes difference. So are they stupid? No, they are not stupid. They would rather spend 15 minutes in the car, but not spend 10 minutes in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why they travel. In front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the tawfiq to understand these things. There are people who will become sad if you say these things. And they will say that this person is far away from the reality of the real world. He doesn't know our commitments. He doesn't know how busy we are. He has got nothing to do. He's free all day in masjid. But you are sleeping more than we are sleeping here. We are in masjid, but we are not just sitting here. We also have work to do here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Ramadan and made 20 rakat extra because He loves us. He wants us to sit with Him. We are all sitting, saying, if I love somebody very much, I will very quietly say to him that come in the room afterwards. So Allah loves us, so in Ramadan He says, come and stay.
Allah.
So Allah is saying, come and spend more time with me, and we are looking for the shortest place. I asked one brother, where do you perform Tarawih? He said, I go to this masjid. I said, is the tilawat okay? Namaz okay? He said, tilawat is okay, namaz is not okay. I said, what do you mean? He said, the recitation is okay, but ruku sajda is not okay. So I said, what do you mean? He said, somebody like me cannot stay with the imam as well.
Allah.
A few times during the 20 rakats, the imam gets up from the sajda before I go in sajda. But he is still going there. Because it's quick. Allahu Akbar. And when we go to watch football, and if it goes into extra time, we come back very happy that we have 30 minutes extra. 30 minutes extra. How much connection we have with Allah and Deen, and how much connection we have with Dunya, just own postmortem, own MRI. This is where we have to come to Khanqah for tazkiyah, gatherings like this. Where we are shown our real face. And the very people who go to these masajid where salat is very fast, if there is a person who goes to such a masjid and straight comes back home and goes to sleep, then at least you can give him benefit of doubt that during the month of Ramadan he's having difficulty with his sleep, that's why he's going in that masjid. But majority of the people, they stand outside in the car park, in the foyer, and they will talk for 1 hour. Probably they will have sehri there as well. So the reality is that we are not interested in salah. The only reason we are performing 20 rakat tarawih is to tick the box, and we console ourselves that I will be able to face Allah on the day of Qiyamah because I have performed my tarawih. There should be some, at least you get the feeling that no, I did something for Allah. According to our level, that today's tarawih was hard because it was hard. But after you leave the tarawih, you feel that Alhamdulillah. At least I felt today that Alhamdulillah, in Ramzan I did something. Allahu Akbar. So be from the sons of the Akhirat, not from the sons of the Akhirat. It's better that we take account of ourselves and make our accounts better before Allah takes account. Because we will not be able to mend anything there. And it is better that we weigh our amal in this very world before Allah weighs them on the day of Qiyamah. So when we say we take account of our lives, means we see where we are right, where we are wrong. And wazan means the where we are right, are we doing those amal according to the way shown by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? And is it full of ikhlas or void of ikhlas? This is wazan. So reckon yourself. Take account of yourself before Allah takes account. So sit down and see where you are going wrong and where you are going right. And where you are going right, weigh. Try to find out, is it weighty or is it just a balloon? Is my amal weighty or is it only a balloon? Because on the day of Qiyamah, a person will come with heaps of amal, but they will have no weight. لَا نُقِيمَ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. They will not be even worth putting in the pan of the scale, because it has no weight. There are many people who I give a similitude or example to explain that a person is earning money. A person is earning money in cash. And he takes dollars or pounds in thousands, so 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, and he takes bundles of money and he just puts it somewhere safe, in his safe. And he's very happy that I am accumulating a lot of wealth. Very, very happy. And when he feels that I have accumulated $100,000 and now I am in a position to buy a good property for income, he makes a deal with somebody and he hands over the whole cash to him, that this is 100,000 pounds. In this day and age, we don't deal with cash and everything, but let's go back 5 years. So he gives the whole bundle, $100,000. So this person says, you've given me $100,000, but just hold on, because it's very big money, $100,000. And I want to verify whether the notes are authentic or not. Because there are a lot of duplicates in the market. He said, no problem. This is hard-earned good money. I'm running shops. And every day the income is coming. So they go to the bank. When they go to the bank manager, after checking every note, says that these are fake notes. So this person who was accumulating this wealth for the past 5 years, and thinking to himself that I am very wealthy, in seconds he will realize that I am a poor person. So if our amal are void of ikhlas, and if our amal are not in accordance to the way shown by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be in the same situation. That until the day of Qiyamah, we will be thinking that I am accumulating too much. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, these are all fake notes. That's why I always emphasize a lot on tazkiyah, because tazkiyah means purifying the heart from debasing qualities and adorning the heart with praiseworthy qualities. Debasing quality is riya, doing something for show. And praiseworthy quality is sincerity, doing something only to please Allah. And that can only happen through tazkiyah. And shaitan keeps those people who are on the straight path, that means who carry out amal, that keeps them negligent from tazkiyah. Because as long as they remain negligent from tazkiyah, their notes will remain fake. And as soon as they come on tazkiyah, their notes will change. So shaitan will never let people come on tazkiyah. Prepare for the great samani. That will be the greatest samani. Allah will summon everybody. Allah will summon everybody. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam is sitting there with the horn, with the trumpet. And his attention is towards Allah. Right from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Qiyamah is very near now. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the first sign of Qiyamah is my coming. I have come now, that is the first sign of Qiyamah, because no Nabi is going to come after me. So my coming means Qiyamah is near now. I am the final messenger. And he said that the time from Adam alayhi salatu was salam until my time and Qiyamah time, he gave the similitude. He said it is like somebody who rips the cloth. And he continues ripping the cloth until just the last thread remains. So he said from Adam alayhi salatu was salam until my coming is the last thread. Now only one thread remains for Qiyamah to come. That is how close Qiyamah is. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, Kaifa an'um? How can I enjoy my life? The Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala Ali used to say, this food Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ate in his life. This food existed in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he never ate. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say, her nephew Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu, Yabna ukhti, oh my nephew, inna lananzulu ila al-hilal thumma al-hilal thumma al-hilal thalathat ahillatin. He says, we used to look at a crescent, another crescent, and a third crescent. That means complete 2 months used to pass. And I said, from amongst his 9 wives, the fire would not be kindled in any house because no food used to come in the house.
Allah.
There was nothing to cook for 2 months continuously. So Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu said, Ma kana yu'ishukum ya khalati, oh my auntie. How did you all survive? So Aisha radiallahu anhu said, Al-aswadan, al-tamar wal-ma. Dates and water. Dates and water. Dates and water. So here he used to say, Kaifa anum, how can I enjoy my life when I know? How can I enjoy my life when I know that Israfil has already picked up the trumpet and he has put the trumpet against his lips and his attention is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is waiting for Allah to say to him that blow the trumpet. That is how close Qiyamah is. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Kaifa nafrah? How can we rejoice? Kaifa nafrah? How can we rejoice? Wal mawtu min varaina wal quburu amamana. Death is behind us, qabr is in front of us. How can we rejoice? What is there to rejoice? The real moment for rejoice and celebration will be when we are given our book of deeds on the day of Qiyamah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُكْرَهُ كِتَابِيَهِ. That person who will be given his book of deeds in his right hand, he will say, come, read my book of deeds. Read my فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُكْرَهُ كِتَابِيَهِ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ. Why did I get my book of deeds in my right hand? Because when I was in the world, I believed from the depth of my heart that a day is going to come when I will have to face my Creator. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابٍ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَّاضِيَةٍ. Allah will grant him a pleasant life. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. Jannat of a very high status. قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ. In the Jannat that Allah will grant him, the trees will be laden with so much fruit that the branches will be bowing down because of the heaviness of the fruit. And the fruits will be, he won't have to climb the tree to pick the fruits. And Allah will say, Kulu wa sharabu hani'an. Eat and drink with enjoyment. Kulu wa sharabu hani'an. Eat and drink with enjoyment. Why? bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliyah, for what you have done in the days that have passed. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ, and that person who will be given the book of deeds in his left hand, may Allah save us all.
Ameen.
May Allah grant us all refuge.
Ameen.
يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِهِ. يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِهِ. I wish I was not given this book of deeds at all. Why was I given this book of deeds? وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهِ. I don't know what my reckoning is. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. I wish my death was ultimate. I wish I was not resurrected again. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهِ. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَهِ. My wealth is of no avail to me today. My wealth is no use today. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِي. My kingdom has perished. I was influential, I was big, I was boss in the world, today nothing. And he will be lamenting himself when suddenly the order will come, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ. خُذُوهُ, get hold of him. Is he still here? His book of deeds has been given in his left hand and he is still here, throwing in the fire of Jahannam. خُذُوهُ, get hold of him, and فَغُلُّوهُ, put a neck collar on him. ثُمَّ الْجَهِيمَ صَلُّوهُ, then throw him in the fire of Jahannam. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْوُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوهُ, and then tie him up in a chain which is 70 yards long. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. He did not believe in the Allah the Majestic. وَلَا يَحُضُّ وَلَا تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. And he would not encourage people to feed the poor. فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَاهُنَا حَمِيمٌ. There is no friend for him here. وَلَا تَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْلِينَ. And there is no food for him, no food, no drink, but the dirt of the people of the fire of Jahannam. The pus that will come out, the blood that will come out, that will be his food. لَا يَأْكُلُهُ إِلَّا الْخَاطِئُونَ. Only the wrongdoers will be made to eat this in the fire of Jahannam. So those people who become the sons of the dunya, this is how they will suffer. And those people who become the sons of the Akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them their book of deeds in the right hand. And they will be very happy. They will cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning. They will enter into Jannah forever and ever. And they will remain in the bliss forever and ever. So we need to exert effort. We need to control our nafs. We need to do mujahada, because as a result of mujahada, tazkiyah comes into existence. We have to oppose our nafs. And in order to make opposing the nafs easy, we have to do excessive zikr and make our hearts zakir, our minds zakir, and we need to adopt the company of the pious people, especially the very pious mutahhar, and from amongst them also, especially our shaykh. The more we stay away from wrong company and adopt the company of the pious, especially our Shaykh, and the more excessive zikr we carry out under the supervision and instruction of our Shaykh, the more opposing nafs will become easy. And the more we oppose our nafs, the more Allah will help us to purify our soul. And when the soul is purified, a person will automatically follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The do's will become easy, and to abstain from don'ts will become easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all those. Inshallah, everybody is ready. Inshallah. Exert every effort, inshallah. It's for our own benefit. It's for our akhirah. That is inevitable. We will do one day. So let us make a firm resolution. And there are so many new years. Those of us who come in Aitikaf, let us make this time the time of new year. And we will take stock of our lives every year in Aitikaf. What we have done in the past, comes 21st of Ramadan, we will be here inshallah. And we will take stock of our lives in the first 1 or 2 days probably. The businessman, annual account, but every month also he takes stock of his income loss. And every week, this is my weekly intake. They don't wait for the whole year. They check every day, they check weekly, they check monthly, and then annually, and then they decide whether they continue or not. So inshallah, we will also take stock of our lives daily. If not daily, then at least weekly. Weekly and monthly. And then we will come here for a final annual account. And we will look at the whole year. And make tawbah and make firm resolution. SubhanAllah.